Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lincoln on Lending, the weekly mortgage market update, providing up-to-the-minute information on interest rates, loan programs, and hot industry news relating to the mortgage industry. Brought to you by Mortgage Banking Solutions, enabling executives to take their business to the next level. To participate in today's program, our guest call-in line is 646-716-4972. And now, here is your host of Lincoln on Lending, David Lincoln.
Welcome, everybody, to the broadcast. Good to have you here with us. We are enjoying a good Labor Day, and I hope you are as well. Many of the regulars, in fact, all of the regulars part of this broadcast are with family and friends, and we really miss seeing listening to them on here, but it's a privilege to come in front of the mic on this special Labor Day holiday to greet you and bring you another episode or another amount of information, great information, about an exciting event that's coming up. We've got a little bit later in the broadcast. Steve Wiley of the Lincoln Leadership Institute in Gettysburg, along with Mike Whedon of the MBA, and we're going to be talking about a special event that's coming up here at the preceding the Saturday before the annual conference in October, and it's an exciting event, and I really want our listeners to be aware of it, and ideally, hopefully, take advantage of it. It's Labor Day, and I was wondering if you knew the history of Labor Day. I had to go back and refresh my memory on it. The memory of banks had gone a little dry on this one, so it's interesting, but Labor Day is, of course, the first Monday of every September. The creation was, of course, with the labor movement in the country is to basically honor labor, all the those that provide the all the services, and it really started during 1885 and 1886. We started seeing some municipalities honor the labor forces in their community, and then it became in New York in 1887, and then Colorado, Massachusetts, New Jersey, and New York all created a Labor Day holiday, and then along came Connecticut, Nebraska, Pennsylvania followed, and by 1894, 23 states had adopted the holiday for workers, and it was interesting, on June 28th, of 1894, Congress passed an act making the first Monday in September of each year a legal holiday, and it was to honor the those that labored in our in the marketplace. And so, congratulations to those of you that have survived this mortgage industry, continue to labor in it. We thank you so much for what you've done. I've been at it for 40 years and really excited about my career, still am. Probably more excited about my career in mortgage banking today than I have ever have been. Say, well, Dave, why is that? First of all, it has to do with the people, number one. I think individuals that labor in our industry are some of the most intelligent, some of the most exciting, dynamic individuals that I could hope to ever meet. And I'm sure other industries have some intelligent, dynamic people, but certainly the mortgage industry, because the nature of the mortgage industry is it's the people. I really enjoy the people here. We've certainly seen cycles, and why is that? Because the mortgage industry and those of us that labor in it, it's such a key part of our economy. And if you doubt that, you look at what housing, when it's in a bullish mode, can do for our economy, and then when there is where we have economic swings or significant corrections, which took place in 2006, 2007, we also know what it can do to an economy, not just ours, but literally the rippling effect around the world. So it is one of those industries that has a huge impact on so many aspects of our country, so many aspects of the world, quite frankly. And then at the core of it, and the reason I really enjoyed getting into the mortgage industry was what it does for families. When you finance homes for families, and take however you want to define the family unit today. I'm a traditional kind of guy, so I happen to think of the traditional family, but certainly that is being being expanded in many of our many aspects of society. So whatever you define a family to be, it doesn't matter, because there's nothing that will keep a family together, however you define it, more than home ownership. There's nothing more that gives solid goals and objectives to a family than home ownership. I believe in it. I think it's one of those things that I think it's worth laboring for. And so, again, I come back and thank all those that labor day to day in our industry. And of all those that labor, I want to just give a shout out to single moms who are laboring in this industry that have been the backbone of our industry. And because I don't know how you do it, I'm married with children, and I thank God I've got, you know, my wife, what she has to deal with. And handling all of this and being a business owner, I don't know how I could do it. So anyone who is a single parent, I just stand in amazement at you and what you're doing. Especially, I want to honor those single parents and anyone who labors in our industry. So anyway, good to have you with us. It's Labor Day 2013, September 2nd. And again, I talked to you earlier that we're going to have a real exciting broadcast with an interview with in just a few minutes. I'll be sharing that with you. We recorded earlier in the week with Steve Wiley and of the Lincoln Leadership Institute in Gettysburg, and then also with Mike Whedon of the MBA. And we'll talk more about that, lots of good information. I want to say a special thank you to our sponsor, all of our sponsors that are part of this, you know, all the ones that you hear regularly in the broadcast. But one of the ones I'm going to single out today is United Guaranty, for them doing just an outstanding job in serving the market. And I want you to go out and check out their new and improved Rate Runner quote system. United Guaranty has worked closely with its customers to make this new Rate Runner more user-friendly. It requires you to enter a few fields and features more intuitive screen design. So it's something I want you to go check out. Also, United Guaranty has introduced a better way to safely submit loan files online with UGI, United Guaranty's MI Guide Doc Station. New features include easy-to-use submission form, line of sight to all forms, all loans related to a branch, and a single system for new loans. Trailing Docs and Covered Edge is a product that covers and deals with post-closing documents. You can learn more about all of this by going to their website, www.UGCorp.com. Stands for United Guaranty, UGCorp.com. Or you can go to the Lickin' on Lending website, and you can click on the upper, their logo and their little ad on the upper right-hand corner, and it'll go right to the website. So go into the website. If you're already in our website, click on that link. Check out all these programs. Again, Rate Runner quote system, pretty innovative stuff they've got going on. It's interesting also that United Guaranty is now risen and become the number one MI company writing more business than any of their competitors. Quite a significant accomplishment, and also another significant accomplishment is they're celebrating their 50th year anniversary. Thanks and shout out to all the folks at United Guaranty. We appreciate you having you as a sponsor of the broadcast, and we appreciate it very, very much. Again, we wish special Labor Day holiday to all our listeners, and especially to Alice and to Joe and to the Prophet Doctor, Andy Schell, and Tony Garitano, virtually anyone. That's Paul Malo. Anyone that's a part of this broadcast, we appreciate it. And then, of course, you, our special listeners. As I mentioned earlier, we had we anticipated this holiday, of course, and I wanted to record a broadcast of a fairly good length and make sure we got a topic that is really, I think, very important. You know, guys, anyone who knows me and follows what I write on, it's the number one topic is leadership. I'm more concerned about leadership in this country and in our industry than I ever have. And that's not to say that we don't have some good leaders. I'm looking at what leaders are coming up. And I will give a shout-out to David Stevens. I think he does an outstanding job, and many leaders are within that organization that Dave has brought in and leading our association. I'm very proud of what they're doing. But it's not enough. They are, as hard as they're working, it's not enough. We need leaders across the board. I'm very passionate about leadership development in each company and each state association across the board. You know, it's always the 20% that are doing 80% of the work. And that's not right. We got to get more people involved. And leadership doesn't mean you have to be just the guy up front that's leading. I think that keeps a lot of people out of leadership. Leadership is getting involved and providing your part. You say, well, Dave, I'm only good at supporting things. I'm not the kind of guy that's up front like you are and on radio and standing at a podium. That's not just leadership. Do you know what leadership really is? It's all the people that are working behind the scenes to make things happen and having a voice in it, taking time to invest back in their communities by starting with their trade associations. So leadership, we have to go back and define what leadership is. It's not an iconic figure up front standing in front of a whole bunch of people. It is laborers. It's common people stepping up and doing the unusual. And I don't think there's a better example of that. I'm sure there's many good examples, but one of the best examples is what happened 150 years ago at Gettysburg at the Civil War, and the Civil War, that huge battle where there were so many casualties. And you're going to hear about that. And in fact, we're going to get into that just a moment here. Because there's a guy I met while at a conference, Steve Wiley, and I listened to him speak, and I was just drawn to this guy. And the NBA was drawn to him as well because they asked him to speak there at this conference. It was an NBA conference I heard him speak at. And afterwards, I had the privilege of having Steve on, and I had him on last year on the broadcast. You can go back and search our archives and listen to that broadcast. Encourage it. It was excellent then. But it's because the NBA, specifically David Stevens, and some key leaders in the NBA said, we need to bring this kind of a leadership program, leadership development program, to the NBA. So they created a partnership between Stephen Wiley and his partner Angela at the Lincoln Leadership Institute at Gettysburg. And the NBA and the Mortgage Bankers Association of America, NBA, formed this partnership with Steve and the folks at there at Lincoln Leadership Institute in Gettysburg, saying that a lot, is they say if you want to remember it, repeat it a lot. Well, I guess I've kind of overdone that, haven't I? But anyway, the reality is that they did this partnership for one reason, to bring leadership development to and make it available at an affordable price to all everyone in the association. I had the privilege last May to go through this event, and I happened to go through a three-day event. It was over the top, one of the best, most impacting events that I have gone to. I still go back and reflect on what happened at Gettysburg as it relates to decisions I'm making and looking at what could be the consequences of that. Because you're going to hear that there was a consequence. Anyone who's read any of the books or studied the Civil War at all, you may recall there were some key decisions made by generals, by executives, so to speak, parallels to executives, that cost 15,000 lives, casualties in a short period of time. Over 10,000 lives were lost in the Pickett's March, and the third day of this epic battle. And it was a turning point of a war. So it's really important, as you look at decisions we're all making, that we have the understanding of lessons learned from history. And you go, well, okay, what can I learn from 150 years ago? Well, let me play this interview, and let's get this started. And we're going to start off with Steve Wiley, and actually it was Mike Whedon's going to do the introduction of Steve Wiley. Without further ado, let's get into this. Again, thank you so much for tuning in. Let's get rolling with the interview I recorded earlier this week. We have with us on the broadcast two outstanding individuals. The first is Stephen Wiley, who is the president of Lincoln Leadership Institute at Gettysburg. And doing his introduction is Mike Whedon. Mike is director of business development for the Mortgage Bankers Association of America. And gentlemen, it's good to have you both with us. Mike, you put together an outstanding program in conjunction with Steve. And so I'd like to ask you to introduce Steve Wiley to our radio audience.
Yeah, I mean, I've had the pleasure and the fortunate opportunity to introduce Steve at a number of different speaking engagements. And as you know, he's been on the show before. He's the founder of the Lincoln Leadership Institute in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. And they offer a program that's called the Transformational Journey from Gettysburg, which has been touted as one of the most powerful leadership training experiences that you can have today. About, and I'll turn it to you, Steve, and just say, what is it about? What makes leadership important today as it was back in 1863?
Well, thank you, Mike, and hello to Dave. It's great to be here. It is incredibly critical, especially today, especially in 2013. We had the privilege of participating in a couple studies. I don't know if either one of you realize this, but over 70% of U.S. employees say they're either not engaged or actively disengaged at work. I mean, that's just the corporate side of American employees. And the federal government, tragically, in some federal government, it goes up as high as 91%. It increases absenteeism by 55%. It increases turnover by 51%. And they say it costs us about $1 trillion in lost productivity. Can you imagine, from 70 to 91% of your employees saying, I'd rather not be here. And the interesting thing, and then I'll be quiet, I got on a roll there, is that the number one reason for being disengaged was, the category was, the quality of their leadership. They are not valued. They're not noticed. They're not appreciated. So I personally don't think there's anything more important to focus on in 2013 is leadership development.
Steve, I couldn't agree with you more. When I met you, you were speaking at an MBA tech conference, and you were talking about the difference between transactional leadership and transformational leadership. And it was based on the lessons that you've learned from Gettysburg. And that happened how long ago? 150 years ago?
Yes, indeed, 150.
Okay, so what lessons can we learn from a battle that took place 150 years ago, Steve?
Well, thank you for asking that question. I'll try to make it brief. Gentlemen, when the Civil War broke out in this country, nothing like that had ever happened. And when we tried at that time to find a leader, when Abraham Lincoln or Jefferson Davis said, give me a leader to lead this organization of 100,000 people, nobody had that kind of experience. I mean, no one had that kind of expertise. And that kind of vacancy, gentlemen, was across all disciplines. We had doctors that could help 50, 60, maybe 100 people. In the case of a flood or a fire, 10,000 casualties in one day? That was science fiction. It was, gentlemen, the epitome of a rapidly changing, stressful environment. The beautiful thing for us in 2013 is back in 1863, we are able to get these pure plays in leadership. I mean, it was an overwhelming time, and ordinary people like Dave and Mike, ordinary people had to just step up and take action. Just step up and take action in this frightening, ever-changing environment. What we get are these pure plays in leadership without the political baggage of 2013. No one is in the classroom saying, oh, I didn't vote for the bum, I love the guy. It's long enough ago that we really just focus on these pure plays in leadership.
Okay, so what specifically about Gettysburg, you know, is important?
Well, Mike, the Battle of Gettysburg 150 years ago, there were 51,000 casualties and 5,000 dead horses in 3 days. I mean, it was a scene of horror and desolation. It was the occasion of the greatest amount of human suffering this country has ever witnessed. So when you're approaching the Battle of Gettysburg, if we had a satellite dish and we were in Gettysburg the night before the Battle of Gettysburg, and someone said, what's going on down there? This is what we would say. These two massive organizations are almost touching, the Army of the Potomac and the Army of Northern Virginia. Massive organizations, the North and the South, the Union and the Confederates. And we look down, and it just blows our mind. The bigger, stronger, higher tech, better prepared, better resourced, better equipped, better in every organization is losing. And they come to Gettysburg, I mean, they come to Gettysburg 08-1 and on the way to the trash bin of history. And ironically, the smaller, not as well trained, not as well equipped, not as much IT, is delivering the blow. They come to Gettysburg 8-0-1 and on the way to a national championship. So you may say, wait a minute, bigger, stronger, higher tech, better prepared, better equipped, those are all the elements to success.
Okay, so what was the issue and what made the difference?
Well, it was leadership. Better leadership in the smaller organization. And Mike and Dave, what happened in this 3-day battle of Gettysburg, that leadership edge shifted. Overperformance on one side and underperformance on the other. And like two blades of a scissor, it changed the world we live in today, in 2013.
You've got these pure plays in leadership, like you say, Steve, and the Gettysburg Battle is certainly a phenomenal metaphor for, you know, both successful and failed leadership. Both Dave and I, you know, attended, you know, the Lincoln Leadership Institute. But what makes Lincoln Leadership, you know, Institute, you know, different or unique?
As far as the experience, as you both know, we step one, we introduce a fundamental leadership concept. Step two is we bring that alive. We illustrate it through motion picture and actually going, gentlemen, on the battlefield, standing on the ground where those decisions were made, those mistakes were made, and those strategies were implemented. We have it on good authority that adults don't want to be lectured to and told how to act. You know, show us. Show us. We'll decide whether it's worthy of our focus. So actually being entrenched in Gettysburg and seeing where those things happen brings it alive. And then we do something that a lot of folks enjoy, as we reflect what things that happened during those 3 days. After all, we know that we don't learn from our experience. We learn from reflecting upon our experience. So it's a great place to reflect, as you know, the place where Abraham Lincoln delivered the most powerful speech in the history of the world. And then the return on investment is the fourth step. How do I apply this to my life? And that fourth step, our social psychologists call parallel thinking or lateral thinking. And it's where you take what happened in 1863 and it helps you make a difference next Tuesday afternoon in San Francisco.
Mike and I have had the privilege of going through this program. We did it with some of the big industry names. Give us an idea of some of the companies that have gone through the training program, and what is some of the feedback you've received, Steve?
We have had about 65 to 70 of the Fortune 100 companies here in our classroom and on our battlefields. You name the big company, the 20 top leaders from around the world at GE just left last week. We've had Federal Express, at HSBC Bank, at Apple, a lot of them will give us the feedback that it's been the most powerful, and it's because of the power of the experience. When you see a disagreement wasn't managed properly in 1863, and as a result, 45 minutes later, there were 10,000 casualties, it gets your attention, and you start to think, well, maybe I should focus on being able to manage our disagreements a bit more effectively. We may not have 10,000 people die because of it, but who knows what the repercussions are rippling through this office.
Steve, this is fascinating. Mike, how did this event come to pass? I mean, how did the NBA come up with this?
You know, the NBA was looking for an opportunity to expand, you know, its educational offerings and looking for leadership. And I think that most people can agree in the mortgage finance industry that, you know, there's some value to expanded leadership, and there could have been some tremendous value that the last few years could have delivered some key learnings around that. So
yes,
we put this program together, and in particular, this year specifically marks, you know, two unique anniversaries or really celebrations. We've got what is the 100th year anniversary and annual conference of the NBA right here in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. We also have the 150-year corresponding anniversary of the Gettysburg Battle. I mean, literally within, you know, a month or two of each other. You know, again, one of the single most significant events that's ever shaped, you know, our entire nation. So what we're doing,
Mike,
is...
Not to interrupt, but we can add two more things to that. It's also the 150th anniversary of the Medal of Honor. They started the Medal of Honor...
Oh, interesting.
Years ago. 62 were awarded in the Battle of Gettysburg, and we can't... How can any of us... We can't forget, it also marks the 150th anniversary of the Gettysburg Address. So sorry to interrupt, but
that's really good.
As you said, Mike, we have a lot of things happening.
Well, and you're right. I mean, it's a unique time, and I think for that reason specifically, we put together, you know, what I think is a really special event.
No question that this is a special event, and we want to learn more, and we will right after this brief break.
Mortgage Banking Solutions is the preeminent management consulting firm to the residential mortgage lending industry. No other firm in the U.S. offers the menu of services or the level of expertise to the industry.
If you're looking for help converting from best efforts to hedging, or need help with bookkeeping to know your profit per loan,
if you are interested in making the transition from broker to banker, or if you just need a roadmap for success,
Mortgage Banking Solutions' primary focus is to enable executives to take their business to the next level and guide them down a path towards success and profitability. With over 300 combined years of experience in all facets of mortgage lending, the Mortgage Banking Solutions team of professionals has the expertise and know-how to help you accomplish your goals. New warehouse lines of credit,
broker to banker transitions, transitioning to hedging,
financial and accounting services,
or meeting your capitalization needs.
If you need help with these or any other aspects of your business, please contact a Mortgage Banking Solutions sales team to see how we can help you at 512-977-9900. That's 512-977-9900. Mortgage Banking Solutions, enabling executives to take their business to the next level.
I want to get right back into the interview with Steve Wiley and Mike Whedon. We're talking about a special event that's going to precede the National MBA Conference. It is a unique event for a special time.
Well, and you're right. I mean, this is it's a unique time, and I think for that reason specifically, we put together, you know, what I think is a really special event. I mean, this is, again, the 100th year celebration, 150th year anniversary of the battle. So we're putting together a one-day excursion, and we're inserting this opportunity. It's on the schedule, on the conference website.
And you talk about the annual conference, right, Mike, in Washington, Washington D.C. in October. I want to make sure people write down these dates. So give those dates.
Absolutely. So we've got the third week of October, which kicks off the annual conference. So the day before, you know, which would be Saturday, October 26th, we're going to have a one-day excursion. We're going to take what is the Lincoln Leadership Experiential Training Learning Program, Leadership Training Program, and we're going to make that available to conference attendees. So you'll literally be picked up in a bus at 7 a.m. right at the conference center, about a 90-minute drive direct to the Gettysburg Battlefield Visitor Center, where we kick off the program. Again, Steve will be kicking it off. Then there's a number of different excursions to and from the battlefield. The classroom and leadership training events take place in what is called the Willis House. It's right in the Gettysburg downtown square, and it's actually where Lincoln stayed and wrote the Gettysburg Address prior to delivering it. And then lunch is provided, you know, at a historic hotel across the street. Again, back and forth to the battlefield, back on the...
Steve, you tell stories about as well as anybody. Bring our audience step by step through what they're going to experience and what they're going to gain from just each step along the way.
So the bus arrives in Gettysburg, and we first go to the brand-new visitor center, a $110 million visitor center, newly opened 2 years ago, where we'll see a Morgan Freeman narrated film that will set the framework for the three-day Battle of Gettysburg, and then go up and see the largest art restoration in the history of our country, the cyclorama painting of the 360-degree painting of Pickett's Charge. Then we go over to the very spot where Abraham Lincoln delivered the Gettysburg Address so that we can reflect upon what is it we want to accomplish out of this day of development, out of this day of personal development. And there's no more powerful place in this country to do it than where Abraham Lincoln delivered the Gettysburg Address. Then we'll bop into our office, which is the actual building. It's a Park Service, Department of Interior-owned building where Abraham Lincoln finished the Gettysburg Address and spent the night before to have our first case study. Our case studies go through those pedagogical steps that we explained before. So it'll be classroom, battlefield, reflection, how do I apply it? We'll be visited by some very distinguished guests at lunchtime. In the afternoon, we end up our day by actually walking Pickett's Charge, something every American should do. 12,000 people set out to go across a mile of open field, and 40 to 50 people actually accomplished their goal of getting to the other side, which puts a whole new perspective to having a rough day at the office.
Oh, my goodness.
We come back, we reflect, put you on the bus back to Washington, D.C. So you're experiencing the same experience at a fraction of the cost, if I may say, and it's because of the Mortgage Bankers Association. It's packaged beautifully So the bus takes you right from the meeting and back to the meeting.
So, Steve, one of the case studies that will be in the whole day-long event is the Joshua Chamberlain case study, correct?
Yes, that's correct.
If I could just comment, I mean, this is what, you know, Dave and I went through. For me, that was probably the most impactful moment for me in the training program. Just
yes.
The kind of realization by standing out there and noting the sort of exceptional leadership. I mean, this guy who had little battle experience and was put in a position to have to, you know, bring about a group of mutineers, you know, and, you know, was assigned what was the extreme left flank. And I'm standing there going, you know, he was instructed, you know, if you don't protect this left flank, that's it. You know, it basically was the one quintessential battle and the that pure play of leadership that, you know, as I stood there, I'm thinking, you know, my God, if this didn't work out, this exact moment, we'd be a divided country of North and South. And
that's
that
so
just unique was just one of the most incredible moments of the whole program, all encased in the example and the repetitive understanding of the importance of that leadership that he demonstrated at that exact moment. So it was amazing. It was an amazing experience right then and there.
I'm impressed that you still have that with you, Mike. The key to comparing that to a present day is that they were mutineers. Well, gentlemen, we have mutineers amongst us right now. Some are colleagues, some are customers, clients, children, spouses. I mean, you know, as we said before, 70 to 91% of the workforce is disengaged. They're not called mutineers, but my goodness, the similarities are frightening. And the fact that this gentleman was able to take them, not only from being disengaged, but having them contribute to a turning point in the world.
You say, you know, you're surprised that you remember that, but I mean, you know, it's pretty impactful to begin with. But
yeah.
I think the part of the program, again, for me that makes it different is that there is that embedded time to reflect. It's literally quiet time to walk about, you know, through a journal provision, you know, writing your notes, how you apply that to your own life. And I mean, you know, there are lots of motivational programs out there. And this is, you know, from my perspective, again, it's definitely motivational, unquestionably so. It's motivational, but it's that experiential, that live touching and getting out there and seeing it, and then taking a moment, you know, because none of us do it. You know, we're all go, 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 and doing things all the time. That reflection to think about it and apply it back to your life, and you know, I did. I was thinking in terms of not just my professional life, but my personal life too.
Yeah, me too.
And, so
very
that,
good.
That's really
so,
where it got me. So
you're so right, Mike. All we do, and a lot of what we do in 2013 is go, 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 do, 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 act, act, act. You know, I got to go, 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 do, 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 act, act, act. And if all we do is go, 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 do, 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 act, 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 we never, ever have the opportunity to improve or to get better or to change. So we also agree that the reflection part is very important.
Well, I think that's where it kind of takes seed in you personally, you know, and if it takes seed, it's not just motivational, which is going to, you know, for all of us have all done it, it's going to wear down and we're going to return back to our go, 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 do, 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 act, act, act kind of lives. And, you know, if you let it take seed and take root, then you've got it. You can take it with you. So,
right. We had a Fortune 10 company in here, and the region that came was the number eighth region. They were in eighth place. 1 through 8, they were last place. They went through our experience. A year later, when they came back for a level 2, they were number one in this Fortune 10 company, and they attributed to the experience, the beginning of the experience here in Gettysburg. But what it did was help them go from a team of 300 people where 70-80% were disengaged to a team of in the high 90s of engagement. So it had a powerful effect on them.
You just said, listen, going from eighth place to first place because a management team was willing to invest. Yeah, we typically invest in the top performers. Someone had the wisdom to invest in the bottom group, and look what had happened. Look at the return on that investment. I wonder how many companies, Steve and Mike, would be benefited by coming to an event like this and investing even in to some of those that are the lower performers. And you look at why they're the lower performers is because they are disenfranchised. Your thoughts on that, Steve?
remember we said that the number one reason that people are disengaged is they don't feel valued. One heck of a way to have them feel valued is to invest in their development. And this would be a great investment.
You know, a lot of people talk about contracts and the mutineers that they talk about that Chamberlain inherited is because of a contract issue. They misread
right.
and misunderstood their contract. We got a lot of that going on in our industry right now. And what happened in that misreading of that contract, they signed up for 2 years, and they thought they signed up for one, if I recall that story correctly, and they wanted to go
right.
home. They weren't too excited to be fighting another. They'd already battle-wearied, and they thought they could go home. They didn't read the contract. And now they're stuck in a mess, and a heated mess, over a contract issue. And they came around through leadership. They came around to not only just engage, but literally make a historical difference in this nation. Pretty powerful lesson, Steve, that came out of that. And Mike, what a privilege it was to go through it with you. And Steve, what a vision you have to go back 150 years and bring these lessons and make them relevant to today. I applaud you, and I encourage every one of our listeners, go to this event. First of all, it's the 100th anniversary. There's going to be so many wonderful things going on at the NBA conference. But I'll tell you, out of all the events, if you will go to this one event at the NBA while attending the NBA, I guarantee you'll walk away. And the thing you'll be remembering, not only when you fly home, that you tell your kids about and tell your staff about, but a year later, you're going to be still reflecting on what happened and the lessons learned at Gettysburg. So, Mike, tell us about some of the discounts they do get. If they are attending the conference, there is a bit of a discount I think they enjoy. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's $1,050 and then for the day. And again, if you're a conference attendee, there's an additional $100 discount off of that. So even if you're not an attendee or at the annual conference, you can still attend this event. It's simple to do. You can go online, of course, but just as easily, you can call 1-800-793-6222, hit prompt 3. The other way is just to go to campusmba.org, click on the leadership link, and then click on Lincoln Leadership. It's all right there as well.
So $950. If they're registered for the conference, the price is $950.
Yep.
Wow.
And gentlemen, think about that for a second. It's your transportation up to Gettysburg. All your meals and breaks and classroom and the whole package. It is a phenomenal deal, Mike, and I commend you guys for putting it together.
Yeah, October 26th, call 1-800-793-6222, hit pound 3, and we can help you out.
Mike, Steve, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy days to share this with our listeners. Looking forward to seeing you and everybody in Gettysburg.
Thank you, gentlemen. Bye-bye.
Thanks, guys.
Folks, we'll be right back after this brief break.
In today's climate, quality counts more than ever, and Wetzel's Trot can help your company maintain the quality that you require to survive in an ever-changing market. With over 450 customers across the country, Wetzel's Trot has specialized in quality control reviews for residential lenders since 1985. Wetzel's Trot can assist your organization in maintaining a high standard of quality within your residential mortgage operation. They offer a wide variety of services, including loan quality control, servicing quality control, quality control plans, fraud review services, and even web-based quality control software. Quality is never an accident. It is always the result of high intention, sincere effort, intelligent direction, and skillful execution. Choosing Wetzel's Trot represents the wise choice of many alternatives. Contact Wetzel's Trot today for details at 248-592-2252. Wetzel's Trot, the single source solution for your quality control needs. And now, broadcasting live from Austin, Texas, we're back with the Lickin' on Lending Show.
I tell you, I'm still meditating, chewing on, thinking about my time in Gettysburg at this three-day event. This is a one-day event we just heard about, folks. And I tell you, I'm still chewing on it. As Mike was talking about it, and it was really touching because when Mike was talking about standing on a little round top, and that epic battle, that was really the pivotal point where they protected the left flank. And Chamberlain gave the order, and it was like a death march. It was, he said, at all costs, which is in military, be willing to give your life for it. And I wonder today how many people are willing to give their lives up for protecting something that's precious and dear, and sadly not enough. We are very grateful to our military who we're about ready to enter in, potentially enter into, if Congress approves, military action in Syria. You can debate it one way or another, but I have so much amazing respect for our military and those that are out there and the leadership that we have within the military. So, folks, get out to this event. This is a transformational journey. When Steve Wiley uses the term transformational journey, I got to tell you, that's I don't know what words you could use to be any more impacting that, but it will be, and it worth every dollar of it. It may sound like, well, still $950 for a day, Dave. That's pricey. Well, you know what? It's priceless. Is what I'll almost guarantee you what you'll feel when you come back from it. If you got a heart, your heart will be touched by what took place there, especially as the way the events unfold. Again, I want to say a special Labor Day, give special Labor Day greetings out to all of our listeners, those that are listening to this after the fact. I hope you are all enjoying your time. I know we have several. Even the Prophet Doctor let me know that he is listening to it live. And it'll be good to have him back, along with all our regulars, Alice Alvey and Joe Farm, next week. Next week, on the 9th, we are Andy Schell and Alice Alvey. We'll all be on to talking about it, but Andy Schell, the Prophet Doctor, will be talking about vendor validation. What is now being required of independent mortgage bankers? Banks have had to do this forever, is doing vendor validation. If you have a third-party vendor that is in any way, shape, or form touching your business, and especially when it's touching files, touching any of the consumer data, you've got to have you've got to have that tested. You have to have that looked at. And we're going to go into our whole hot topic next week is going to be dedicated to that thing, to that topic of what needs to be done. Why do we do this Licking and Lending radio program? Some people ask you, why do you use your name in it? I said, well, it's a funny story, but I was discussing that, and I was discussing it with one of the key people at Cavuto when I was going on with Fox, and they said, Dave, use your own name. And I said, well, I don't want to sound like an egomaniac. And they said, well, Cavuto uses his name. And I realized, yeah, it's not that. It's for quality. I personally identify with this program, and I want to make sure the quality is there. And we're getting a lot of feedback that many of you enjoy it. There's things we can improve. We're always looking for ideas. Love to hear from you. But we also hear so many positive comments of way to go, keep it going, attaboy, all those kind of good things, thumbs up. And I really say thank you to all those kind comments. But we're not doing this for ourselves. We do this at no cost. We've got some sponsors. Again, thank you, United Guarantee, for being one of those sponsors. Appreciate it so much. And we're getting more sponsors. We're adding more sponsors. If you're interested, by the way, of becoming a sponsor, contact me. I'd love to have you as a sponsor of the radio broadcast. We're going to be going to adding a video component or a television component of it. So this is not going to go, only audio, but we're going to be able to show you, a lot of the things we're talking about, we're going to be showing you on your screen for those who can listen. You'll always be able to still listen to the broadcast on an audio basis. We'll also be adding video as fast as we can get it all put together. It turns out that's a little bigger project than I anticipated. Like anything else I try to build, it's just always costs more and takes longer. But anyway, we'll get there. But again, this program is here as a public service. My two business partners, the three of us that own Mortgage Banking Solutions, and the three of us come together and have agreed, Dave, put some time into this. It's a give back to the industry. And when we first started it, we wondered, would anybody come? Now we've had over 283,000 mortgage professionals download and listen to this broadcast. That's quite astounding. So the listenership is in the thousands, and we want to say thank you to all of you who have shared this with others, told people about the broadcast, and we encourage you to tune in next week. Well, I'm trying to think if there's anything else other than just go over to the NBA's website. Be sure to check out the NBA's special event that's going to happen on Saturday that just precedes the annual conference, the National Annual Conference this year in Washington, D.C. Looking forward to it. Looking forward to seeing you, all of you there. Send us emails about ideas that you'd like, the topics you'd like us to cover. We try to do our best to stay on top of the hot topics and keep you up to date on them. But we're always interested in ideas, so I'd love to hear from you. Go over to the website, Lickin' on Lending, at www.lickinonlending.com. Take a look at all the previous broadcasts. Again, you'll see what the broadcasts that are coming up. You'll see what's there, upcoming broadcasts. There's four upcoming broadcasts I usually have posted there. But also, down below that is going back almost 4.5 years, however, 2009. So when we started this, all the previous broadcasts, you can go back and listen to them, download them, use them as reference material. A lot of good information. You say, yeah, but that was a long time ago. Some old stuff. Yeah, no, it's amazing. Some of those broadcasts are still as relevant. We have broadcasts from over 2 years ago that are still being downloaded and listened to. It's because of the content that we're putting out here. We're real pleased with the feedback. Love to get your ideas. And anyway, it's time for me to go back and start enjoying my Labor Day holiday, folks. Appreciate it and hope you are as well. Appreciate you tuning in this week and this special holiday. And we look forward to getting you back next week. Again, Andy Schell, Alice Alvey, Joe Farr, and I will be talking about vendor validation, important broadcast, and we'll look forward to having you back. Have a great week. Special thank you goes out to United Guarantee, and congratulations to them on their 50th anniversary and continued success. Have a great week and a great Labor Day.
This has been Lickin' on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Lickin of Mortgage Banking Solutions, enabling executives to take their business to the next level. Today's guests were Joe Farr from MBS Quoteline, Andy Schell of Mortgage Banking Solutions, and Alice Alvey, President CMB of Mortgage U. Come by next week, and thank you for listening.